The program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona, Brother Mike. Hey, I'm back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. Thanks for tuning in today. Today's Bible study, prophetic apostasy. The prophetic apostasy movement is almost on us again. It's an election year. November is the next presidential election. Things are going to go back to the way they were. Be careful. This is Brother Mike, a professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center. We are located on 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's the red brick building. HardcoreChristianity.com is the website. Go there and you'll see all kinds of our ministry services. Please remember I have a podcast every morning at 9 o'clock. Noon Eastern Time. It's on twitch.tv. You can watch it on my Facebook page, Michael W. Smith. Please remember that we have two live services every week, Thursday and Friday nights at 7 o'clock. We have preaching, teaching, healing, and deliverance at both those services. If you know somebody who needs to be delivered, please bring them to one of the services. We pray for the sick during those services as well, and many are healed. We have a children's deliverance service the first Saturday of every month. It is spectacular. We have a Zoom service Monday night for the ladies and a Zoom service for everybody Wednesday night. Send me an email, mike@hardcorechristianity.com, and I'll send you all the information on all of our ministries. May God richly bless you. Please remember Sister Karen. She's on the homepage of the website. Be happy to sell your house for you. The real estate market is coming back, as you know, and she loves to work with born-again Christians. Prophetic apostasy. Is that just in America? No, friends. It's been going on for 3,000 years. Let's go back three. You want to? Let's do it. Ezekiel chapter 13. Thus saith the Lord, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy. And they say to them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit, and they have seen nothing. Same chapter of Ezekiel. They have seen vanity and lying divination. The Lord has not sent them. They've made many to hope that they would confirm the word. Have they not seen a vain vision? Have they not spoken a lying divination? And I have not spoken it, saith the Lord. Go down to chapter 13 in Ezekiel. Because they have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace. False prophets give people false hope. It's as common as anything in the world. Jeremiah chapter 14. The word of the Lord came to me. The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them. Neither have I spoke to them. They prophesy false visions and divination. They prophesy things of nothing, except the deceit of their heart. Check out Lamentations chapter 2. The prophets have seen vain and foolish things for you. They have not discovered your iniquity to turn away your captivity, but have seen for you false burdens and false causes of banishment. Here we have the prophetic movement perfectly described in the United States. I've been warning my listeners on the radio since 2005 about the prophetic movement being infected with familiar spirits. It is absolutely awful. The entire movement is now discredited from one end to the other. The major revelation of truth of this demon-infected movement was Todd Bentley in Lakeland, Florida. During the revival, dozens of apostles went to the revival and had a special ceremony, inauguration of Todd Bentley as the apostle of the entire movement. He was in a ceremony. They actually had a ceremony. It's on YouTube, of Todd Bentley being placed as the head apostle of the entire prophetic movement. 2 weeks after this inauguration, he ran off with his girlfriend and left his wife and three children. Listen to me carefully. Dozens of these prophets from the prophetic movement prophesied that Donald Trump would win the last election. When he didn't, they re-prophesied that Donald Trump would be reinstated. None of it happened. It's all lies. Kat Kerr, the head of the prophetic movement now, she replaced Bob Jones, has been prophesying over the years the most incredulous information you could ever believe. She says she's been to heaven thousands of times, which of course is false. These are familiar spirit visions I just told you about in Jeremiah and Ezekiel. She went to heaven, believe it or not, and she saw cows driving tractors for kids. She saw kangaroos jumping around, transporting aborted babies. She saw Santa Claus. She said he looked like Jehovah. She saw giant bunny rabbits teaching children. The bunnies were wearing aprons. She said she saw Bob Jones in heaven, and he sits around telling funny stories. She says there's monitors in heaven who follow you here on earth, and they know when you're going to die, so they organize celebrations and parties in heaven so that all your loved ones and friends can meet you at heaven's gate after your death. She said that all your pets, any kind of pet, it could be a cockroach, a bird, a dog, a cat, they're all in heaven with you, and they eat the same food you do in heaven. You dine with them in heaven. When you go to heaven after your death, your family members all meet you there and give you presents to represent each year you were alive on earth. Kat Kerr said that there are mountains in heaven made out of gelatin. She said that born-again Christians in heaven can consume infinite amounts of food, gaining no weight because the food is made out of light. She says she saw a chocolate shake larger than Niagara Falls. She said that if you lost a child on this earth, when you get to heaven, the child is given back to you, and you raise the child in heaven so you could experience motherhood that you lost on earth. She said that when children die, they're the same age in heaven. If they die at 6, they're about 6 years old in heaven. If they die at 10, etc. When you get to heaven, you will look gorgeous, GQ, beautiful. Your hair will be restored if you're bald, and men in heaven wear their hair to their shoulders as Jesus did when he was on the earth. Every born-again Christian is issued a kingdom and an army when you get to heaven. She said that Christians watch your funeral on earth, and that the Christians who die get to watch their funeral. And there are bands in heaven and angels playing in the band while you sing. Kat Kerr said that children ride giant dragonflies and play violent video games. In heaven, you can get into a time machine, go back in time, and watch the creation of the universe. She said John Wayne is in heaven and has made more movies for Jehovah than he had made movies on the earth. She said all the characters at Disneyland in Anaheim, California, all those characters are in heaven. She said there's a special paradise in heaven. It's called the Passionate Paradise, where people who are celibate on this earth, or virgins when they die, all go to fellowship. She said there's a mock hell, where teenage girls go to wear tight jeans. Girls who wore tight jeans and makeup go to this mock hell to cure their immodesty. She said Santa was in Christmastown in heaven. Santa is in heaven. In heaven, God specifically spoke to her and said, eat cake and celebrate, because God is saving America. He isn't going to let anything happen to it. And the stripes on the American flag, God told Kat Kerr, represent the stripes of Jesus. She said that you existed in heaven before you were born. Kat Kerr said that Star Wars is a representation of worship and in heaven. False prophets like Jeremiah Johnson, after Trump lost the election, apologized and then took it back. Jeremiah Johnson got in incredible trouble after his false prophecies came out. He had multiple death threats and thousands of angry emails. He posted on his social media, quote, to my great heartache, I'm convinced parts of the prophetic charismatic movement are far sicker than I could have ever dreamed of. I truthfully never realized how absurdly triggered and ballistic thousands and thousands of saints get about Donald Trump. That wasn't a prophecy, but it was the only true statement Jeremiah Johnson has ever made. Other superpowered prophets, Johnny Enlow, Jeff Jansen. Enlow's a Pentecostal pastor on Elijah's streams, said numerous things that were false about Trump. They were all predictions that didn't come true. Jeff Jansen got on Elijah's streams and did the same thing. Listen to me, friend. If you've ever gone to one of these prophetic meetings and you went through a fire tunnel and a bunch of people touched you, you picked up a transfer spirit, you've got the same familiar spirits that they have, you will be seeing fake dreams, fake words, and later on in life, you will come down with a terminal illness. For some reason, these demons really like cancer. You need to come for deliverance Thursday or Friday night at 7 o'clock. You need to call me immediately, 602-636-5800. If you went through a fire tunnel or a prayer tunnel and a bunch of these prophetic people laid hands on you, you're in big trouble. Call me and come for help now.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.